This year was made available the Ili Nishmas
Rav Rebleze ben Rav and Tzion Gavril Hamburger. That's all.
Lamed Zayin Omid Ale for Shuris up from the bottom. Toshma Yoitse. And it's on the Machlekes of Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shlokish. If something is baked, not in a stove, but in a pot, dough that's baked in a pot, he put the dough into a pot, and then he put it into a hot place to bake. Is that called lechem? To be chayev hafroshes kalo? Is it called lechem to be yetzi, lechem oini, of eating matzah? Reish Lakish holds, no. Unless he first heated up the pot. When the pot is hot, then he stuck the dough inside of it. But he put the dough inside of the cold pot and heated up the pot, then it's not called lechem. And Reish Lakish holds, yes, is lechem. It's called Maise Ilpis, what's made in a pot. Ilpis in a pot. Rabbi Yechon holds Maise Ilpis is lechem, and the Shloki says Maise Ilpis is not lechem. Now, Toshma, four lines up from the bottom, we're learning Yoitzin be a matzah. He can be Yoitzin with a matzah that's not well done. Hina means not well baked. Or be a matzah asuya be Ilpis. Or matzah that's made in a pot. So you see, matzah made in a pot is called lechem oini, and your yeis in the mitzvah of matzah, like Rabbi Yehuda said, it's a kalshan reish lokish. And for the Gemara, reish lokish will answer hochanami. He is also talking shehitia. First he heated up the pot, but it was so he'd be. Then he pasted in the dough. The reish lokish agrees that my silpis is lechem. But suppose you put the dough into a cold pot, then you heat it up, it's like as we'll say, it's not lechem. And you're not yetzi matzah. Rabbi Yechon will hold, even then you're yetzi matzah. Say that. Plague the Gemara, my hina. What's meant by matzah hina? It means, how much should it be baked, and it's still called matzah hina that you yetzi? Because if it's not baked at all, you're surely not yetze. So how much should it be baked? And your yetze, because it's called matzah hina, enough to be yetze. Omar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, kol shepeyoso. If he breaks the matzah, ein chutin nimshochen himena, and threads are not pulled out. When you break a matzah, and it breaks off without any threads hanging, it's a sign it's baked. Or it's not completely baked, but if it's baked so little that when you pull the matzah apart, there are threads, there's some soft pieces of dough like threads in between, hanging down, then it's not baked at all. That's not even matzahina. You're not yet to say that. It's not even matzahina, it's just raw dough. When there are threads, he said it right. When there are threads, it's not even matzahina. For the no threads, then it's matzah hina and yayetza. Omar Rove, v'chein lachme teida. Lachme teida have to be baked and have to be called lechem when you bring with a kofen teida. So the same criteria apply. Machlekes aviyahana reish lokish. If ma'aseh ilpis is called lechem, also hina, if you break it apart, and no threads are hanging down from it. All the same criteria to make it lechem v'lachmei teida. Vraim of pshita? Certainly, why tell me that? Hocho ksiv lechem? Hocho lechem ksiv? It says lechem by lachmei teida, hocho lechem ksiv. And by matzah it says lechem oini. So why should I have thought there's a difference? And three more. Ma, what is him? What did you might say? Oh, you look, see, because it's written by Lachmei Teida. He gives to the Kayan one of every four kinds. There are four kinds of Lachmei Torah, 10 of each. And for each 10, he gives one to the Kayan. Now, when he says Echod, we say Echod comes to say, Shelo Yitl Poros. He shouldn't take broken pieces. It has to be a whole Lechem. So since the Torah insists by Lachmei Torah, we should be more fastidious about it. Has to be a whole lechem. Now, by matzah, you don't need a whole matzah. Even if it's broken, you can be a yetzer. But by lachmei teida, we see where machpid, it should be a whole lechem. So I would say, Hochen, here in the case where it's hina, even though no threads are hanging when you break it, but still it's not completely finished, command the brisa dummy, it's like it's broken. That's actually not you broke it, but it means it's not as chashiv as a whole lecha. A whole lecha would mean a chashivas. So also the chashivas of being entirely baked, I would think there's no gomash balon that the chashivas of being entirely baked we don't require. As long as lechem hina, no threads will come out of it if it had been broken. So therefore, even if it's not broken, when it's not broken, it's kosher for lachmei teidah because it's sufficiently baked. Say that. Actually, it's not the same. We wanted to say a comparison, just like we makbid on lechem lachmei teidah. It should be a whole lechem, so maybe we makbid it should be entirely baked too. She says no. Now we go back to the subject of machlekes alichem the Reish Lakish. If ma'aseh ilpis is lechem or not. First he brings a long Mishnah, and then he has to correct the Mishnah. And when the Mishnah is corrected, then we'll see what he's bringing it for. Ha-me'isah, what's called me'isah, well, seems what it means. Me'isah, a certain kind of dough, be'shamai petri, it's the potter from separating challah from it, because it's not lechem, or be'shila mechayv. Be'shila says chayv and challah, it's lechem. Achalitot, another kind of dough, let's see what that means. Beshama mechaibin, beshilo petim. Now I explain. Ezeo misa, ezeo chalitim. Misa is kemach lagabi mugloshim. When you pour flour on boiling water. So immediately the flour turns into a certain kind of a finished dough. It's a cooked dough ready to eat. So there, to the machlekes now. If he did that, he poured flour on top of boiling water. So machlekes, is it chayev and challah or not? Is it called lechem or not? But to be chayev and challah, it has to be called lechem. What's achlitit? Muglosh and shalgavi kem. You pour the boiling water on top of the flour, opposite way. And there's also machlekes, we just learned before, right now, b'shama b'shila. Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yisei, Me'am Mishum, in the name of his father, Rabbi Yisei, he says, no machlekes. Me'isah and chlita are both potter from separating challah, because neither of them is called lechem. Omer, some say that Rabbi Yishmael said, in the name of his father, Zevazalachir. Both are machayev and challah, both are lechem. The two are shame, that's what he said. Vachachamim Eimrim, in any case, miso chlita, if afterwards, after he made miso chlita, he poured hot water on them, or he poured them into hot water, after that, asan bilpis, if he made it in the ilpis, he baked it in the pot, after he did what he did, pouring hot water on the dough, on the flour, or pouring the flour on the hot water, after that he baked it in the pot, it's still potter. I'm going to say, Misa Chlita or potter from challah, and even though he baked it in a pot, it's still potter from challah. But if he baked it in a tan, in a stove, then it comes chayav. Now, first we want to see what the Mishnah says, and then we'll see what he's using the Mishnah for. But first say the words, although we don't understand it yet. B'tane kamesh, who makes a distinction by me'isa, b'shamesh this, b'shilas this. and Bachlita. I said the opposite is Maishna or Misa, Maishna Chlita. What's the difference between Misa and Chlita? Here is pouring hot water on the flour. Here is pouring the flour on the hot water. What difference does it make? Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel. Pain Omar Rav Yehuda, the Tamer, Rav Yehusha ben Levi. He says we have to change the Nusach, the version of that Mishnah on top. Kemachleket Vizu, Kachmachleket Vizu. Misa and Chlita are both the same. The one that says it's called lechem says in both cases. One that says not lechem says in both cases. Not like to make a distinction in our nusach. Only if it's tav, we have to break it in half. The two separate tanoim, misha shonazu lo shonazu, means the one tana that says misha and chlita beishama is mekel beisila is mafir. Other tana says misha chlita beishama is mafir beisila is mekel. Two different versions of the machlekes, not like we learned on top. No, yeah, you say both Misa and Chlita are exactly the same din. But what's the din? So one Tana says Beshamai considers it lechem, and Beshila doesn't. Other Tana says no, Beshamai does not consider it Beshila does. First, say up to here. Ketonim is we learned at least in this Mishnah. Achachomim emrim. No matter what the first Tanoim said, the Chacham said, in all cases, Shason Bilpis Potter, he bakes it afterwards. I mean, even though he made something before with hot water, still, even that's nothing. And even Ilpis, if you bake the same thing after hot water, it's also nothing. Potter. But Tana Chai, when he bakes it in the stove, it's Chai. So here we see baking in Ilpis does not make it lechem. And to you, to the Rabbi Yechon, the Kashan Rabbi Yechon says baking in Ilpis does make it lechem. Say that. Omar Loch Rabbi Yechon will answer to you. He said, you're right. It's a proof from here that this Tana holds that my Ilpis is not lechem. But I say like another Tana, it's Machlokes Tanoim. Machlokes Tanoim. The Tana you learn. I want to bring a proof that the Tanoim hold like Rabbi Yehuda that my Ilpis is lechem. Yochol Yehei Meis Rechlita Chayav Mechala. This brayshah starts off. I might think that Meis Rechlita Chayav Mechala. That's when he pours the flour in hot water, or pours hot water on the flour. I would say it's already finished and it's Chayav Mechala. Talmud Lema Lechem. No. It's not called lechem. There is butter and challah. If you do email, ain lechem, el ha'ofer betana. Lechem is only if it's baked in a stove. Now this place we don't understand. But the Tana Kam is saying the same thing. He said, misa chalita, not lechem. What's the reader coming to say lechem is only if it's baked in a stove? He's also saying misa chalita, not lechem. So what's the machlekes? If you dine the Tani Kama, you're saying the same as the Tani Kama. Elo Yamasai, Elalav, isn't it? Maisa Ilpis, Ike Benai. Difference would be Maisa. Tani Kama says, Misa Chalita are pata, not lechem. But if you took it into a Ilpis and baked it, then it's Chayev, the Chalit is lechem. But he doesn't mention Tana. He dissatisfied the Misa Chalita, no, that's not lechem yet. But if you did more than that, you baked it in Ilpis, then you'll say it's Chayav Echalas Lechem. But, so again, Tanakam is Sava Ma'is Ilpis Chayav. But Rabbi Yehuda Sava, no, he says, no, Ilpis is not enough. Ma'is Ilpis Pturim. So we see now the Machlekes. Tanakam holds Ma'is Ilpis is considered Lechem, like Rabbi Yehuda says. And Rabbi Yehuda holds Ma'is Ilpis is not Lechem, only baked in that Tana. Like Eshlaki said. So he says, a machlekes Tanoim said that. So Rabbi Yechon brought this as a proof, and the Tanakama said, like he said, that Maisa Ilpis is called Lech. The Gemara says, lo, I can say no proof from here to Rabbi Yechon. I can say to Kulam, everybody, Tanakama also will say, Maisa Ilpis Pturim. It's Pater Mechale, it's not Lechem. So what's the machlekes here between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda? After you made misa and chalita, then you baked it in the tana, the machlekes. Both the Targum is baked in the tana. Tana Kama is also Targum is baked in the tana. What's the machlekes? The Tana Kama holds, even though you made misa and chalita first, then you baked it in the tana. Since you baked it in the tana, it becomes lechem. And the Kama is sort of like kibin shechosa. After the misa and chalita, you went. It becomes lechem. And Rabbi Yehuda Sova, he says, no. Baking in a tana makes it lechem, but that's what you did, nothing else. But suppose you made misa chalita first, then it's too late. You can't help it and to make it to lechem by baking in a tana. Ein lechem ela ofer betana mikol. Lechem is only was baked in a tana from the beginning. But the kibin mikore alav betana afye, since in the beginning he didn't bake it in a tana, he made it by boiling water, then lav lechem, who it won't help even to bake it in a tana. So both are talking, Tana Kama and Rabbi Yehuda, where he baked it in a tana. Only Rabbi Yehuda says baking in a tana won't help, where at first it was made misa chalita. But nobody's talking about my silpas. My silpas, we can say nobody will hold. It's called lechem. Say that. Omar Rove, my time is Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that has to be baked only in a tano without any previous processing with hot water. The sivi ofu esa no shimulach mecha v'etano echa. They're baked in one stove. So you say lechem ofu v'etano echa. One bread is baked in one stove. I mean, nothing was done previously to it, to process it. It's called a lechem. Shein ofu v'etano echa. At first it was in a pot of hot water, then it was in a stove, ain't called a lechem. Say that. The third taste is the kule alma, my se'ilpis p'tuim. That's how Resh Lakish holds. It's baked in a pot, it's potter. Posak rabbeinu chananel ke Resh Lakish. Midi koma, because it says the kule alma, my se'ilpis p'tuim. But oi, the next piece belongs to the later Gemara. They said the Yosef Rabbe and Rabbi Yosef, Acher Rabbi Zeir, they're sitting behind Rabbi Zeir. The whole story that's soon brought in the Gemara. That Aliva the Resh Lakish might. It's according to Resh Lakish, we'll see later. They all hold that Ma'aseh Ilpis is Potter from Chal. That's how Rabbi Nachmanu holds. So anything baked in the Ilpis is Potter from Chal. It's not called that. Or the Rinia, the Rinia holds like Rabbi Yechon. We hold that it's baked in the Ilpis, it is lechem. The Rabbi Yechonen came along, midolo choshilo b'achilis, because in the Sifte, Yevamis, the Pelik Achilis, he does not enumerate this machlekes by the Gimel, the Aloch, and Gereish Lokish, Rabbi Yechon. But the other three things that we pass on like Gereish Lokish against Rabbi Yechon. We always pass on like Rabbi Yechonen against Gereish Lokish, except for three things. But here the Aloch will be like Gereish Lokish, the fourth thing. It's not enumerated. So we see the Aloch like Rabbi Yechon in this too. That my Ilpis is called lechem. Mary, now the Ri asks, all the Rabbi Yechon holds, my Ilpis is called lechem. That's if the Ilpis is dry inside. But the Al Yudei Mashke, there's liquid inside when he's baking the dough in the my Ilpis. May the Rabbi Yechon, the my Ilpis, peturim, it's patef and chale, emevorim ala meitzei. So once more, when the Rabbi Yechon say my Ilpis is considered lechem, if it's dry inside, just the dough, stuck on the sides of the pot. But if there is liquid inside, then that makes it not lechem, and it won't even according to Rabbi Yechon. Ki demukar b'yoshalmi d'mesif t'chale, b'pele kam d'chale. It says as follows there. Omer Rabbi Yechon kol shehu ur mahale v'tachto chai v'chale. Anything that the fire goes underneath means even a pot. And you put dough in the pot, but the fire goes underneath the pot, it's chai v'chale, it's called lechem. And now, the Omar Rabbi Yechon there, when did you consider lechem, the allowed on condition, so here there's mashkin. Then I agree with Resh Lakish, that's not called lechem. So we see the Aviechan, even though he holds Mais Ilpis is Lechem, but when there's Mashkim in the Ilpis, he agrees with Eish Logish, it's not called Lechem. First you have to hear. Tesis brings up a point that bothered us the whole time, because it's a big question on the whole sugya. We learned a dough, you take a dough, and you bake it in the Ilpis, but Eish Logish says not Chayv and Chala. But as soon as you make the dough, it's Chayv and Chala right away. That's big cash in the whole sugya. So Tesis explained the entire sugya is not talking about a real dough. A real dough, no matter what you do with it, it's chaya b'chal already. But it's talking about a batter. A batter is a liquid dough. That's what we're talking about the whole sugya. A liquid dough is not chaya b'chal unless you make it into a solid by baking it. And there's a machlekes that Shlokes says baking it in the ilpis is not enough. And to bake it in a stove, then it becomes lechem. And the Yechman said even in the ilpis. Now look at his high taste, you'll see inside. Only if it's a soft mixture, I mean a soft dough, like a batter, you pour it. Fligi. Yechman saw for yoso be ilpis, baking in a pot, or you say lechem, a chai vechala. There's a machleg, it's only by a batter. But suppose it's a thick dough. Everybody gives chayav b'chala. I feel like you're there mashke, even though you baked it in a pot with mashke. So chayav b'chala, have a mishaz gilgul. The chayav b'chala comes as soon as you roll it into a dough, no matter what you do later. Kiramucha become a dufte. Like it's demonstrated in many places. If a dough is beginning spongy, a batter spongy, and it's, after it's baked it's also spongy, you didn't bake it in such a way that it should become a real pas, because it's not called pas. Suppose chilosir subgonim is soifa iso. Both at the first it's spongy, and later becomes a solid dough, or chilos isa. First it was a solid dough, and so for sugani became spongy. Chayev is bechala, spongy because you baked it in liquid. So you see, if it was a dough at the beginning, even it became spongy because of the liquid afterwards, it's chayev bechala. Again, even if it was a dough at the beginning and you made it so spongy later, if it was a dough at the beginning, made it spongy later by baking it in a liquid and became spongy, still this chayav b'chala. So when do we say Rabbi Yechan holds if there's liquid it's not chayav? You must say if it's below saraka, soft batter. By a soft batter we say that soft batter and you bake it with a liquid, then it won't help. It cannot become a lechem. But a soft batter and you bake it without liquid in the ilpis, of Yechon holds, it becomes lechem. However, if it's a real dough, then no matter what, it's lechem anyhow. See that? Now, Tesis told us just now, if it's a real dough, it's chayav and chala, no matter what happens afterwards. The question is, suppose he didn't bake it properly afterwards. Would it be called lechem? It could be it's chayav b'chala because it's a real dough, but later, maybe if he didn't process it, probably it's not called lechem. So Tesis adds, v'nira rabbeinu tam, dochenami, mivorken olav hametzi. You make hametzi. Once it's a real dough, you have to make hametzi no matter what you do afterwards. Or maybe raya mimnochas. There it says as follows. In the case of it says, oma, or yo'emidu maki mincha b'yushalayim. The man was makiv a korban mincha, and he wants to eat it now as a kohen. Wants to eat the shirayim. Amos says shechyanu because it's a mitzvah that he's doing now for didn't do it for a long time. And the tolola it takes it to eat. Amos hametz. So he has to make a mitzvah on a mincha when he's eating it. Because pasigatani, and he makes it clear cut in all cases. Kol amnochas, and all minochas you make hametz. I feel a minchas macheshes, even those minochas that are made with oil, that's mashke. Af al pi shemen tugenes b'shemen. Even though it's fried in oil. And still we see, even though it's fried in oil, still you make hamotzi because it was a dough first. So we see once it's a real dough, even though you fry it in mashke, it's still considered lechem. So when we're talking about things that don't become lechem in our sugya, you must say it started out, it never was a real dough, it's batter. Anything if it was a real dough, even though it's maise ilpis, it's still considered, and even though it's with a mashke, it's still considered lechem to make a maise. Now you might say, well, that's only if it's with oil, but maybe water or other liquids are different. It says, ain't svara lechalek b'mayim l'shemen. So it's just like shemen, even though the mincha is baked in shemen, it's still considered hametzi. So all other doughs, solid doughs, if you baked it with a liquid, it's still considered on lechem, it's chayav, it's say hametzi on it, say that. 11 lines up from the bottom. In the Gemara. We have to know one of the most difficult sugyas in halacha are the sugyas of when you say ametzi, when you say beri mina mezenas. And there are many shittas here. The more than you have here, you find in the Shulchan Aruch. Right up. Yosef Rabbi, 11 lines up from the bottom. Yosef Rabbi, Rabbi, as they were sitting in the yeshiva, Achered Rabbi Zeir, behind Rabbi Zeir. Rabbi Zeir was older. But Yosef Rabbi Zeir, he came to Ula. Rabbi Zeir was sitting in front of Ula. Ula was like the Rebbe. Omar Le Rabbi, so Rabbi whispered to Rabbi Zeir, was sitting in front of him, B'ri Minei, ask of him, of Ula, ask Ula the following question. He'd be B'ri Minei, if he pasted in the dough, inside of a pot, B'ri Tiach Mevechutz, and he up outside. Now, what would be the din? Would it be lechem or not? He put. Now, Rashi learns a pot. Tesha learns a stove. Tesha learns if you pasted the dough inside the stove. Now, ordinarily, when you put a dough inside the stove, the fire is also inside the stove. And the fire inside the stove does two things. The fire directly bakes the dough, and also the hot stove on which the dough is pasted also bakes the dough. So there wouldn't be any question. If you paste the dough on the inside of the stove, and you put the fire inside the stove, as you always do, therefore it's surely lechem. The Tesis learned this question is, if you paste the dough inside the stove, but there's no fire in the stove. The fire was outside the stove. And that would be called lechem too. That's what the Rabbi proposed that Rabbi Zeir should ask of Ula. Mahu. Rashi learns it's in a pot. He put the dough inside of a pot and heated it outside. But Tesis has a kasha on that. And Tesis b'shad is, he pasted it inside of the stove. But he heated on the outside of the stove, not like they're there always. The question is it called lechem? First, say that inside. Omar Leisarav, Rabbi Zeir said to Rabbi, that he can't ask such a question at Ula. What should I say to Ula? I mean, if I'll say this question to him that you're proposing, Omar said, what's the question? Hey, you, this is it, my silpis. And my silpis, I mean, according to Reish Lakish, is no good. According to Rashi, it is my silpis. They're talking about ilpis. According to Tesis, it means it's the same as my silpis. Pasting the dough on the inside of the stove and the fire on the outside of the stove, that's like an ilpis. And therefore, what should I ask him? My silpis? That's not lechem. Omalei Rabbi Yezer. Rabbi Yezer also sitting behind Rabbi Zeir. She said to Rabbi Zeir, boy, may ask of him the following. Ask Ula, he'd big me before him. Suppose he pasted the dough inside, but instead of making a fire that would heat up the stove, ve'avuka kenegdo, and but there's a torch burning, he's holding a torch in his hand near the dough, and he's baking the dough by the heat of the torch. Now the torch is not going to make the stove hot. Ordinarily, when you bake dough in the stove, so this, as I explained before, the dough is being baked on both sides, on one side by the fire, and the other side by the hot stove to which the dough is pasted. But here, the stove is not hot. Only on one side, the hot torch is heating the dough. What about that? And Rashi learns it's still talking about a pot, and Tais learning about a stove. So how would it be in such a case? That's better than Maisilp. Maisilp is there's no fire inside at all. But here the fire inside, only the fire is not heating up the ilpis or the stove. The fire is only in the atmosphere heating up the dough, but not heating up the stove or the pot. Amalei, so Rabbi Zeh also said, my name, which I say to him. The Aminarei, I'll say that to him. Amalei, I'll say to me, surely it's good. Most poor people bake that way. They can't afford to put enough wood in to heat up the stove or the ilpis. They take one piece of wood, hold it as a torch. The poor people, they can't afford to waste firewood. They try to bake with the smallest amount of firewood possible. So they do that way. They hold the torch near the dough. It's placed on the side of the ilpis, the side of the stove, and bake it. That's called lechem. So according to this, whether it's an ilpis, according to Rashi, our taste makes no difference. Ilpis or a stove, if he puts in the torch and holds it near that, so it's baked by the heat of the torch, that's called lechem. But suppose he's heating it on the outside of the ilpis or the outside of the stove, then that's called maisa ilpis, and it's potter from lechem. Say that, that's where we're stopping.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow the Avigda Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigdor.com. That's info@kolavigdor. Thank you.